Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, to Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, this year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 with the commentary of Sforno and the notes and translation of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are in Perek Bet, Mishnah Yer Aleph, Chapter 2, Paragraph 11. We got a couple of more good weeks together, then we're going to take our nice hiatus for a little while, quite a while usually, and then we take another one in spring. But stay with us as we look at 2:11 Bet Yud Aleph today. We're still talking Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. What would he say about his different students? So he would say the following about a different aspect. Hu haya omer. He used to say him. Yuhu kol chachmei Yisrael bekaf mozayim. If all the sages of Israel were on one pan of a balanced scale, ve'Eliezer ben Horkanis bekaf shnia, and Eliezer ben Horkanis was on the other one, machria es kolam, he would outweigh them all. He was so great, so wise, so powerful, and so full of mitzvos and chesed and the like, and knowledge that he would outweigh them all. But Abishal, Omer Mishmo, Abishal would say in his name, Im Yehuyu Kol Chachmei Yisrael Bekaf Maznayim. If all the sages of Israel, with even Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanis, Afimahem, with even Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanis with them, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach Bekaf Shinyan, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was on the other one, Machrias Kulam, he would outweigh them all. Meaning, his elements, his essence, his being, his knowledge, his Torah learning, his mitzvot and chesed probably was so great, was so renowned that he outweighed everyone around them. How can we be that kind of person that outweighs people around us in one certain area? We're not looking to be arrogant, we're not looking to be egotistical, but what can we contribute that we're really experts at, we're really good at, that we're really talented at, that we could outweigh everyone around us to bring something to the world? If you have a talent, you have an ability, I always say you have to use it. You have to give it to the world. You have to relate it over to the world. I felt very passionate about audio. I had to do this. Hashem put it in my mind, and now, thank God, we have these five shows starting already 3 years ago. Have this idea, have this concept to do this, to do that for the community, you have to put it out there. Have this idea working on the app related to books, you have to do it, you got to get it out there. And a few years ago, I had this idea for the Jewish book. Ultimately, it flopped, but at least I have the manuscript with me. You have to put it out there, you have to do that. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach and Rabbi Elizabeth Horkins teaches us in this Mishnah that in some way you have to figure out how you could use your talents and use those around you to shine your light versus everyone else around you. The whole world is on one scale, but you are on the other scale. What can you do on your scale to tip the scale to change the world for the better? You're a writer, so do something with your writing in a Torah way, in a mitzvos chesed way. All of these talented writers that we read on Shabbos and Yom Tov, who are so good with Jewish frum concepts, and they're very talented. They could have easily wrote in secular culture, but they use their talents to write in the Jewish way, in the Jewish method, and thank God for that. All these people that are good speakers, that are good writers, that are good editors or whatnot, anyone who's a good teacher, anything you could use to tip the scale in your merit, to tip the scale of the world a little bit against the rest of the secular world, what can you do to contribute? What can you do to give? What can you give to benefit the world? You have to use your talents. You have to use your abilities. You have a good idea, go with it. That's why the idea of all these things out there in the Jewish way are fantastic. Yidflix, the Jewish Netflix, I call it. The Yidpod, the Jewish podcast, which is amazing. Thanks to the creator, the one that brought it to light. Of course, Hashem creates everything. And hopefully there will be an app for going forward and onward to different concepts and different ideas. And the idea of Aish, thanks to them for a wonderful idea. And Chabad, all these different aspects, different movements, different websites of doing great things, different organizations, doing things in a great way, especially in a Jewish manner. I love to see a concept that originates in a non-Jewish culture, but then we spin it to do it in a Jewish way, like Mendy Music and Mora Music, using the idea from Go Noodle and bringing it to the Jewish folklore. The idea of Where's Valvo, the finding a character similar to Where's Waldo, and the Chai Spy, for example, the Jewish aspect of bringing it, I Spy, to the Jewish realm. Anything we could do to bring it to the Jewish realm was fantastic. And we learn from this Mishnah, what can you do to tip the scales of the world that you could outweigh, not to be arrogant or egotistical, God forbid, but what can you contribute? Bishvili Nivra Olam. We know one of the sayings in the Gemara is, for me, the world was created. So if the world was created for you, what are you doing for the world? If you are supposed to be that the whole world is for you, how can you outweigh on the scale to tip the scale for yourself to live up to and look up to Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, to live up to look to Rabbi Elazar ben Arach? How can you be that person that outweighs everything around you? The Sforno points out, according to the opinion of the first Tana, Rabbi Yochanan praised the erudite cemented cistern, Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, whose knowledge was at its disposal, as the sages say, Shulchom mitam Sinai, ve'oker harem Sinai adif dehakol tzrichim lemarech chitaya. They send an answer from Eretz Yisrael between Sinai, one with vast and Torah knowledge, and an uprooter of mountains, one whose understanding of Torah is deeper. Sinai is preferable for all need the one who owns the wheat from Brachos. The truth is self-evident to those who require transmitted knowledge, for it cannot be attained through speculation and reasoning. Hence, it is better for them to point as their leader, Rosh HaYeshiva, a sage who will teach them transmitted knowledge, whom the sages call a Sinai, rather than a master of dialects, Miful Paul, whom the sages call an uprooter of mountains, Oker Harim, for the students are capable of analyzing and examining what they are taught on their own. As we find regarding Rav Kahana Rav Asi, the students of Rav who require instruction and transmitted knowledge, Gemara, but do not require direction and analytical deduction, see Sanhedrin. However, to understand the true meaning of every Torah concept, without error, to deduce one concept from another, an uprooter of mountains is preferable over a Sinai. As our sages said, Tava chada pel pala harifa mimilot sana dekare. Better one sharp pepper seed than a basket full of gourds, as according to Gemara Yuma. So we have to be that sharp pepper. What can we do to stand out, to bring a little harifness of goodness to the world, a little bit of spice in a good way to the world, to spice up the world around us, to bring something that wasn't there before, to contribute something that wasn't there before, to help out the world, the community, the town around us in a better way. The notes point out, the Sforno cites various rabbinic sources in the Talmud to clarify the argument between the two Tanaim in this Mishnah as whether Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus or Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was the greater sage. In the first quote, the sages of the Talmud speculate which quality should be sought for in a teacher, the gift of memory or talent for logic and reasoning. The term they use for an individual possessing the former trait is Sinai, a metaphor for accumulated knowledge, while the later trait is characterized by the term Oker Harim, literally an uprooter of mountains. Our mission uses different terms for these two types of individuals. A cistern that loses not a drop refers to the former, while a spring flowing stronger and stronger refers to the latter. The difference of opinion in the Talmud as to which of these attributes is superior is reflected in our Mishnah and the different opinions expressed by the first Tana by Rabbi Shaul. Sforno explains advantages of each of these strengths. For the sharp student, Sinai is preferable, whereas the purpose of understanding and reaching an accurate halachic decision, the attribute of a spring flowing stronger and stronger is preferred. Thus, it is possible that the first Tana and Rabbi Shaul do not disagree with each other, but are merely expressing their opinion regarding different areas of Torah scholarship. In any case, we need to do what we can to be that cistern, to be that spring flowing stronger, to bring something to contribute to the world, especially if it wasn't there and it wasn't present beforehand. We need to be able to bring something that could tip the scales for us, towards us, to make the world a little bit different, a little bit better. But if the world was created for you, and we realize we're still dust and ashes, what can you do to contribute to the world? How can you learn from these two sages to tip the scales of the world for good, to bring a little bit to the good, to change for the better for the good? Think about that scale. Think about how you are one individual and there's thousands, millions, billions of people around you. What can you do to tip the scales? What can you do to weigh down the scales with something that you could contribute, something you could bring, something you could bring out towards the world in order to make the world even better? Join us next time as we talk about the best path to live in life. Another great, great Mishnah. They're all great Mishnahs, but another fascinating Mishnah here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.